The English singer Bryan Ferry began his career as one of rock's most forward-looking musicians. In the early 70s, his band Roxy Music electrified crowds with a look and sound that screamed modern glamour.
There's a new sensation, a fabulous creation.
The band mixed urban sophistication with a gender-bending flamboyance and combined driving rock with a touch of the avant-garde.
To the strand love, when you feel love.
Later, Ferry's songs took on a lush, emotional quality that worked perfectly for the 80s. That is Slave to Love from 1985, and here's what it might have sounded like in 1925. On his new record, Bryan Ferry has reworked his classic rock songs in the style of 1920s jazz.
For quite a few years, I'd wanted to do an instrumental album of my songs, something where the spotlight was on me as the songwriter rather than me as the singer.
Indeed, Ferry is best known as the suave frontman, but he also writes a lot of the music, sitting at the piano, although he does not play the piano here.
I'm not actually a good enough player to play on this.
So with help from an arranger and a cast of top British musicians, Ferry set to work.
I thought you'd be my streetcar named Desire.
This one was kind of a slow, thoughtful, kind of moody piece, and we ended up doing it in a kind of Dixieland, kind of joyful celebration kind of song.
And there's this song,
make me a deal and make it straight,
which turned into this.
A lot of the songs seem to fit well in. I guess it's because basically they're quite simple songs. They seem to lend very well to being arranged in this way, you know.
Ferry says he could have done it as a classical album, but there's something about this old jazz.
The life it has, you know, it's quite infectious.
Bryan Ferry's new album is called The Jazz Age, and it's out this week. For a limited time, you can hear The Jazz Age in its entirety at nprmusic.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montagne.